This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Prince Who Would Be King, The Life and Death of Henry Stuart, by Sarah Fraser. Read by Richard Trinder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. Effigy. How much music you can still make with what remains. Itzhak Perlman. In the conservation room at Westminster Abbey lies the wreck of a life-sized wooden mannequin stretched out on a white table. This is what remains of Henry Frederick Stuart, Prince of Wales. Recalling a cast of the nameless dead at Pompeii, the figure's mute appeal touched me. Its ruined state tells of Henry's importance, but also what happened to his legacy. After Henry died, visitors ransacked this likeness for relics. Someone even stole his head. His effigy was unique in 1612. Up until then, they were made to honour monarchs and their consorts, not their offspring. Who was Henry Stuart to earn this effigy, and the state funeral that went with it, itself unprecedented in England, in scale and magnificence? This book sets out to recreate Henry, an important but almost forgotten piece of history's puzzle.